I can be beat.
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jets.
And you are listening to another edition of the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. I am Brandon Dowling. We have so much to talk about tonight, as we are inching closer and closer to the start of what is another NFL football season and another New York Jets season, as we are now geared up for the biggest preseason game of preseason. That is the third game. That is Jets versus Giants, the Snoopy Bowl, the MetLife Bowl, whatever you want to call it. Huge game coming up for the Jets on Saturday night at 7 o'clock to really figure out where they are as a team. To really figure out where they are in preparation for the start of this year. Just so everybody knows, the Jets have actually officially signed Josh Johnson and have cut quarterback Jake Heaps. Again, the Jets have signed quarterback Josh Johnson, who will take the spot of Jake Heaps on the depth chart for the quarterback position for the Jets. So that is an official out of Florham Park. Not that that really makes a difference, because we know what we're getting at the quarterback position from the New York Jets, and that is right now Ryan Fitzpatrick. Now, I was in attendance of the game against the Falcons last week, and I have to say a couple things. One, I think, you know, I'm not one of the people that are going to – some people think I'm negative about the Jets. Some people think I'm positive. I mean, it goes either way. So I look at this game last week, and I say to myself, what are the positives? The positives are, you know, you saw Brandon Marshall, the way he played. You saw the way that Chris Ivory played. I mean, in my eyes, those were a couple big positives. Bryce Petty, I thought, played well and really showed that he does have some skills. But unfortunately, where it stands right now, and again, it's so early, but this is what we do. This is why we're on the radio. This is what we're here to nitpick, and we're here to jump the gun on everything. That's what they call in the media. It's so early to say, but I mean, I definitely saw a lot more negatives than I was hoping to see from the Jets in the second game. I mean, say what you want about the offense. They picked it up when they faced the second string of the Atlanta Falcons. It is what it is. It's preseason. That's going to happen. The offense looked atrocious in the beginning of the game. The defense looked sloppy. The Jets looked like they showed up half asleep to start that preseason game. And that is a very, very big token of them being prepared to play a football game last week. I get it. It's a new coach, new offensive system, new defensive system. Understood. Completely understood. I get it. It's going to take time for this whole thing to work into effect. Rome wasn't built in a day, somebody said to me last week. Understood. But let's look at it from the point of, you don't teach tackling when you're in the NFL. That, you know, I would hope you know how to tackle by the time you get to the National Football League. And now I look at it as, what part of the Jets are ready to go or not? Is the defense ready to go? Is the offense ready to go? I didn't like what I saw from Ryan Fitzpatrick in the beginning of the game. I thought he looked very scared out there. I thought he was dinking and dunking a lot. He's the king of the checkdown, is from what I've noticed. So, from what I saw out of the offense, I was not pleased. The defense, definitely. They need work. I mean, this team did not look like they were ready to play last week. Like I said, the positives, you have to love what Brandon Marshall's doing. You have to love the way he looks going into the season. Whoever the quarterback is, it seems like when he gets the ball, he's going to make a play. Special teams, the big punt return. I mean, the beginning of the game, I don't think it could have gone any worse. Again, it's preseason. Everybody needs to pump the brakes. I'm not going to overreact, but again, you don't want to overreact, but you don't want to sit there and make a, you know, and try and sell yourself on lies. The team wasn't prepared to play last week. It's simple things that they need to fix. I don't know if it's just rust from the preseason. I don't know if it's just the way that the Jets' mindset's in right now. But I think overall this team needs to gear up and get ready for what's going to be a good test on Saturday. The game on Saturday, huge. Because, I mean, this is really the part of the preseason that's, it's what they call the dress rehearsal. You're going to see some from some new quarterbacks. You'll probably see from Matt Flynn. You'll probably see from Josh Johnson. Obviously, Ryan Fitzpatrick will take most of the load probably into the third quarter. So, I mean, the Jets are going to really put it all on display on Saturday. What I'm looking for is a domination from their defense. That's what I want to see. I want to see this defense dominate. Another positive, Leonard Williams, first sack, safety. Positive the way he looked. But I want to see this defense come out and show us what we think they are. Show us that they're ready to dominate. Show us that they're a top five defense. They haven't looked anything like that through the first two preseason games. Again, it's early. We don't want to dive into too much in terms of, you know, negative outlooks of the team so far. But from the first two preseason games, the defense looks flat. A lot of money put into that defense. It's time for this weekend to come out and dominate against what is a good passing team with Eli Manning, Odell Beckham, and Victor Cruz. Got a lot coming up for you tonight on Jet Nation Radio, the Brandon Dowling Show. Joining us in about what will be 5 minutes or so will be the Glenn Naughton Report, sponsored by JetNation.com. Again, we will have him joining us shortly in regards to all things Jets, about training camp. He's live from training camp. We'll talk more about this upcoming preseason game, and we'll also talk about what to expect from the offense. Back after this. You're listening to Jet Nation Radio. Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Honk it, better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on. Are you a business trying to get the word out about your goods? Or an organization seeking to make the world a better place? Or a band promoting a new tour or debut EP? How do you keep up with the ever-evolving world of social media? Craft your message and make sure it gets to the right people. The answer is the Strategic Peacock. The Strategic Peacock takes pride in helping organizations create and implement online strategies that appropriately target the right audience with the right information, using the right media. Media. From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence. Visit strategicpeacock.com to develop the right web strategies for success.
Hi, I'm Allie, and I'm here to talk about a serious problem. Your children are listening to bad music. They go home, turn on the radio, and get down with their bad selves. You think it's harmless. You think it's just them being a teenager. You're wrong. Nothing is as harmful or addictive as bad music. Soon your kids will start thinking bad music is good, and the world will be filled with only bad music. So talk to your children about the dangers of bad music and tell them about the cure, Indie Outbreak. Indie Outbreak features a huge selection of great indie artists fighting against the bad music plague. Good music to save their minds. Join with us at IndieOutbreak.com, and together we can help stop the spread of bad music.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
Yeah! anybody can be beat.
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jets.
All right, back off the break here on the Brandon Dowling Show. We are now going to be joined by Glenn Naughton. This is the Glenn Naughton Report, sponsored by JetNation.com. Glenn, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Brandon?
Good. So let's dive right into it. You know, training camp coming to an end shortly. We're into the biggest week of the preseason and what they call the dress rehearsal. Let's quickly touch base on last week. You know, I just had my opening monologue basically touched on a couple positives: Brandon Marshall, Leonard Williams, Chris Ivory, the running game. But I definitely saw some negatives, and I don't want to overreact. But you know, I'm looking at this team, and I saw them come out very, very flat on, you know, the game against the Falcons. The defense looked flat. The defense looked like they forgot to tackle at times. Special teams didn't look good, and until the second string came in for the Falcons, the offense wasn't able to move the football that much, if at all. So what were your thoughts on the preseason game against the Falcons?
Well, I agree. The team, they could have looked a little bit less flat than what they did, but in all honesty, I think when you have a team like this with the number of veterans who have been around as long as they have, you take it with a grain of salt. You know, they understand that this is about kind of knocking off the rust from the offseason, getting ready to play the games that count. And you just kind of have to wonder how much these guys are putting into it in terms of effort. Now, of course, you could easily say the same thing for both teams, and one is still out playing the other, which is not a good thing. But when you look at guys like Cromartie, who has struggled throughout camp, the last couple days out at Florham Park, he looked like a much better player. Had himself an interception and for a pick six. He batted a couple of balls down. Looked much better than he did earlier in camp. So they did come out looking flat. The tackling was an issue. And, you know, for me, honestly, we all sit down before these games. And, of course, you know, at the top of our list is, you know, no injuries, or at least in the Jets' case, no more injuries. I think they've had to deal with enough up to this point. But in terms of what you're looking for, you know, me personally, I really want to see what Calvin Pryor does, because, of course, he missed last week with a death in the family, but he looked like the Calvin Pryor of last year in the first game. He only played a drive or two. He missed a couple of tackles, and, you know, this is a guy that, you know, by all accounts, a very talented player. He's not, you know, as many Jets fans, as much as people want to say he was a reach, this is a guy that was projected by a lot of experts to be a first-round talent. And the Jets obviously like him. You know, they've spoken highly, both the old and new regime. You know, of course, this could all just be to try to get him to a comfort level to see if he can perform. Who knows if he loses that job to a younger guy, or not so much a younger guy, but just somebody who's performing better. You know, we saw what Jaquan Jarrett did last year. We saw what Rontez Miles did last week. He's taken more snaps on defense than any other player on defense through these first two games. So there are going to be some players to watch in terms of, you know, whether or not they're ready to take that next step. And I don't think anybody, you know, this the bad thing with Calvin Pryor is that he's struggled so much that all fans are looking for is just, you know, at this point, go out there and be a capable tackler. You know, go out there, take a good angle, and bring somebody down. He misses too many tackles. He takes too many bad angles. And this, you know, the Louisville Slugger moniker, you know, that's something that's not even a consideration at this point. We just need him to show to not be a liability. So that's why, you know, I'm hoping that the starters play the first three quarters. I think I heard today that at least the first half and some of the second, maybe some of the third quarter. But there are going to be some interesting things to watch. And, again, in terms of effort and results in preseason, you know, I always reference the I believe it was 93, going off the top of my head, when they went 5-0 with Browning Nagel in the preseason. They went 4-12 during the season. So we've seen this team win more games in the preseason than they've gone on to win during the season. So wins and losses don't get to me too much. But, of course, you know, you want to see the team come away with a W, and you want the effort to be there.
Now, I understand where you're coming from in terms of the rust, but I mean, there's definitely just wasn't something right, though. I mean, when you look at it from the terms of offense, defense, and special teams, last week to start the game for the Jets was atrocious. And, you know, this week, you know, after that preseason game, what have you seen them do in training camp, if different, anything?
I think the big thing, and not so much that it's different, but the thing that I've liked the most is the tempo. Is the coaches they're on their guys constantly. You know, we've heard about Todd Bowles having these guys run gassers, which, you know, as he said today or yesterday, that, you know, he knows pros don't like to do that. You know, he's doing something to try to fix these problems before they become an issue during the season. And, you know, 17 penalties is really absurd. Some of them were ticky-tack. You know, the one against Tommy Bohannon on that tackle, I mean, essentially Tommy Bohannon got flagged for playing football. That's all that was. He tackled a punt returner and he got flagged. So some of them were a little excessive, but even still, even if you take a few away, it's too many penalties. The having the guys do the running is, you know, a way to kind of keep it fresh in their minds, to maintain their discipline and not have that recur. And again, the coaches, Bobby April on special teams, that guy, he's a very vocal guy. He's on top of his guys constantly. You know, you constantly see him giving instruction. A little bit of a departure from last year. Of course, this year I've attended a lot more camp than I did last year, so it could be just, you know, perhaps last year I wasn't there on the right days, but this coaching staff seems to be a lot more engaged, and they are making a conscious effort to get these guys ready to go. And, you know, come opening day, we're going to find out, because, you know, we're all excited, and I'm sure the players are excited, but until they tee it up and kick it off, we have no idea what team is going to show up. And as you know, we've all said it a million times, with the talent this team has added, if they show up and play to their capabilities, they're going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Now, what player have you seen outside of Antonio Cromartie, who you mentioned before, that's shown some improvement from the last week's training camp to this week?
Well, one guy that he's been steady all along, but I feel like he showed even more improvement this week was Bilal Powell, who I think a lot of Jets fans feel is a player who's been underutilized throughout his career. You know, he's been here for a few years now, and it seems like whenever he gets the ball, he makes something happen. You know, he's not a game breaker. He's not getting you a 90-yard touchdown run, but he finds the creases. He's a patient runner. He's got good vision. He's got really good hands out of the backfield. His elusiveness, more so this season than last. And, you know, I'm sure part of it contributed to that is that it's preseason, and especially in camp, guys aren't going full bore. They're not dragging. They're not tackling to the ground. But he's looked really elusive. He's looked excellent, and it's been exciting to watch. And a guy that, you know, the more we go, the more I'm hoping he's a guy that gets a lot more opportunities in the preseason during the regular season in Chan Gailey's offense, because they don't have a true pass-catching back other than Powell. So I'm hoping that with the improvements he's made, that we'll see him get more opportunities this season.
What did you think of Ryan Fitzpatrick in the preseason game against the Falcons? I mean, I saw some good, I saw some bad. I mean, mostly one thing I noticed is he loves to check the football down. I mean, he's definitely not going to throw the ball down the field. It's more of a, 5 to 10 yard type passing offense, get the ball out quick and just throw it, to the first guy who's open. I mean, what did you think of Ryan Fitzpatrick? Were you disappointed? Were you content? Or did your expectations get exceeded?
Well, I mean, to put it simply, Ryan Fitzpatrick is Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, he did what I expected him to do. I don't know if I would say content. As much as we're hearing people debate whether or not it's better to have Geno or Fitzpatrick in there, you know, of course, Fitzpatrick statistically has been a far better quarterback than what we've seen from Geno. Of course, Geno has the higher ceiling. He's got the stronger arm. He can open up more of the playbook. But, you know, in all honesty, what good is opening the playbook more if the guy can't make the throws or he's turning the ball over? So I saw what I expected to see from him. Of course, you'd like to see him, you know, throw a couple touchdowns. Of course, in that the drive he got the previous week, he had a big drop on that opening drive. So maybe if, I believe it was Anunua, who's having himself a really good camp, maybe if Anunua holds on to that ball, maybe that drive carries on. They're inside the 10. Maybe it's a touchdown. Who knows? But, the concerning thing with Fitzpatrick is the arm strength. You know, it's not what you want it to be. It's not, you know, things like the deep outs, the deep balls, you know, throwing the ball outside the numbers is going to be risky with him. It's going to have to be a lot of short intermediate stuff. But I think the thing that benefits the Jets in terms of that this year is the fact that, you know, aside from Marshall and Decker, you know, having a Devin Smith, he's a guy who he's got so much speed. he can make plays if you get the ball in his hands. I know we hear a lot about how, you know, he only runs a nine route, which is fine, but they're going to work with him a little bit. And he's a guy that if he can get the ball in his hands in the open field, I think what you said is it's a lot of what we're going to see. It's going to be a lot of getting the ball out quickly, you know, short routes, quick hitters. And, again, no one's expecting Ryan Fitzpatrick to throw 40 touchdown passes. I think what fans are hoping for is, you know, 20, 25 touchdown passes and, you know, 15 or so turnovers, which is obviously, again, it's not going to get you to the Pro Bowl, but it's going to be far beyond what we've gotten accustomed to over the past several years. And, you know, I feel like a broken record. We had this exact discussion last year. You know, I was saying if Geno could throw, you know, 20 touchdowns and 15 picks, I'd be happy because the quarterback play has been so bad for so long that the bar is set pretty low. But the Jets are fortunate in that they've put together a defense that, you know, I think we're all ready for the season to start. We're all tired of saying it, but we don't need Fitzpatrick to be great. We need him to be adequate. Move the ball, get in the end zone more often than you turn it over. And if you do that with this defense, you're going to have a chance every week, which I think we all knew last year wasn't going to be the case. With the defense, with the roster they had put together, they were going to need Geno Smith to be near perfect to win any games, and we just knew that wasn't going to happen.
Now, we mentioned the defense, and we mentioned how the defense, you know, is supposed to be so successful. But, I mean, what is your realistic, you know, thought process now of the defense after the first two preseason games? I mean, I was just mentioning before about how, you know, I want this defense to show us what we've been waiting to see, even though it's only the third preseason game. You know, just show us something. I mean, the defense hasn't really shown us a lot. The nice Leonard Williams safety was probably the highlight of the preseason so far. I mean, I really want to see this defense come out against the Giants, who are struggling offensively, and just shut them down and show us, you know, that the defense is ready to go going into the season. What's your overall take of how the defense has looked so far going into the third preseason game?
Well, obviously they haven't performed as well as people expected, but at the same time, as I said earlier, it's, you know, these guys, they've only played a few drives. You know, it's going to take a little time to get rhythm. There's a lot of new guys. It's, you know, the new system, the new players. You know, one luxury is that you've got Cromartie and Revis, who have played together before, so they're familiar with each other. But they're playing with safeties who haven't worked with them. I still, one of the biggest surprises to me with this regime is that we're still seeing Quentin Coleman at linebacker. I really thought, you know, Rex Ryan took a lot of heat for moving him out there. It's almost universally accepted that he is out of position at linebacker. He said himself the other day in an interview he prefers to play defensive line. And I think we both know, you know, almost to a man, every time you hear a player in the NFL, especially a younger guy who hasn't established himself as a Pro Bowl or a top-level player, you know, they always give you the canned answer of, you know, I'm comfortable anywhere. Put me anywhere, because they realize that they just need to get on the field. Here's a guy who knows he's going to be on the field, and he's telling the world, look, I'm playing in a place where I'm not my most comfortable. And if you look at his career, Quentin Coleman has always played his best football on the defensive line. So, and that's not to say we won't see him on the defensive line. I really think in nickel and dime packages, especially with the Sheldon Richardson suspension, I think in nickel and dime packages we're going to see Quentin Coleman on the defensive line. But we need to see a strong effort out of this team. You want to see a good showing in the third preseason game. It's going to be starters against starters for a little bit. And a big part of last week's, you know, the biggest play on offense for Atlanta was, of course, the miscommunication where Quentin Coleman allowed the big completion to the fullback, again, at linebacker. And then, of course, the punt return put them in a position where, you know, they had to get a stop from the two, which this defense should be capable of doing, but, it, you know, it's not the end of the world when you allow a team to score from the two-yard line. So one big play against Quentin Coleman to set up a touchdown, and then a poor showing on the punt team that allowed us a two-yard touchdown or whatever it was. So they haven't been as bad as people feel like they have. But at the same time, as you said, with this level of talent, you'd expect better than what we've seen. So I think this week, and again, you know, where does Sheldon Richardson play? If he's not in there with the ones, which I don't know that he will be, again, they're playing him with the twos and threes because of the fact that he's not going to be there for the first four games and possibly, you know, 8 to 10 games. No, you know, as Sheldon said the other day, he's waiting to hear from the commissioner in terms of what his punishment's going to be. So they have to be ready to go without him, but I think they, you know, they have the personnel, and I think they should be fired up. It is, again, only preseason game, but it's week three. It's in your stadium. It's against the Giants. You're not going to get a better environment to get a good feel for how good your team is than what the Jets are going to have this Saturday at MetLife.
We're talking with Glenn Naughton on Jet Nation Radio. Glenn, what's your biggest thing that you want to see in this preseason game against the Giants?
Well, I'd like to see them. You know, I'd like to see that first unit get the ball in the end zone a couple times. I know that, you know, these guys are just getting familiar with each other, with Fitzpatrick and his receivers. Of course, Geno is getting the lion's share of the snaps in preseason prior to getting prior to his altercation, if you will. So, you know, these guys are still working together. And that was an encouraging thing at camp the other day. There were quite a few instances when the number two offense was on the field, and I glanced over, and there was a lot of chatter between, you know, Fitz. Fitz was over there talking with Decker, talking with Marshall, trying to get on the same page. And, you want to see some signs of life from that offense. They didn't put any touchdowns on the board last week against the first unit. So I'd like to see that happen this week, you know, however they get in, move the ball. I'm interested. I really want to see Quincy Enunwa. This is a guy that I've been a big fan of since he was drafted out of Nebraska. Had the opportunity to interview him during the offseason, came across as a really good guy. And I feel like, you know, he was drafted out of Nebraska, came out, you know, he's a raw prospect. Everybody knew that. And he's really opened some eyes, and it seems more and more that Chan Gailey likes the idea of having a big-bodied receiver in the slot. And so it'd be nice to see him make a couple of plays and solidify that spot, because I think this is young. He just looks the part physically, and the production was there in college, and now he's trying to make that next step and surprise some people. I spoke with a few journalists early in the preseason, and mm-hmm. to get their opinions of Enunwa, and they were kind of across the board. You know, he's a practice squad guy. He's a practice squad guy. And I was kind of hoping they were off base on that, because I wanted to see him make the team. And it looks like he will make the team. And now it's a matter of, is he the number three? Is he the number four? You know, how do they get him on the field? But I really want to see chemistry with Fitzpatrick and the receivers. And I'd really like to see Enunwa get a chance to make a couple of plays.
Last question for you here, Glenn. We're talking with Glenn Naughton on Jet Nation Radio. What do you make of, if anything, of the Josh Johnson signing today from the Jets?
You know, it's another spot where now you can say there's, you know, of course there's not a whole lot to make of it based on his production in the NFL, but he's a guy that you can look at and say, you know, now there's someone on the roster who could force Matt Flynn out the door sooner if he outplays him. You know, neither guy is anything worth writing home about at this point, but, you know, he's a young guy, hasn't had a ton of reps, hasn't played great when he's had them. But if you read the scouting reports, you know, another guy with a lot of physical tools, I think they like the idea of – I think every team, honestly, nowadays likes the idea of having that quarterback on the roster who can move. Because really, if you're talking about your third stringer in today's NFL, if you're down to your third stringer, chances are you're not going to have much of a shot anyway. So I don't mind the idea of bringing in a Josh Johnson and say, let's try to develop this guy, grow him a little bit, and then when you're playing some of these teams that have these mobile quarterbacks, there's a perfect guy for your scout team to help you get ready to play defense the following week. So probably more upside than Matt Flynn, and again, a lot of physical tools, so nothing to get too crazy about, but I think everybody knew that Jake Heaps was a camp arm, and there was, you know, best case scenario for him was going to be practice squad. Whereas Josh Johnson, who knows? This guy could we may see Flynn get bumped, and you know, with Geno's status, we keep hearing different reports on how long he's going to be out. Johnson may stick for a few weeks and be the number three guy. So, you know, nice physical tools, but underwhelming performance on the field. So definitely worth keeping an eye on. Again, news just came down that they did sign him. So I'm actually, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm in the middle of looking up some info on him. He was, one thing I didn't realize, he was recruited by Harbaugh when he was at Stanford. He wanted him to come play quarterback there for him. So, you know, that's, take that for what it's worth. You know, one of the more respected coaches in football, college or pro, saw enough in this kid that he wanted him on his team at Stanford. So, again, take it for what it's worth, and I'm looking forward. I'm sure he'll get some reps against the Giants if Matt Flynn's not ready to go. So we might get a look at him. Oh, I'm sorry, not against the Giants, but against Philly in the fourth preseason game. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's got some physical tools, so let's see what he's got.
All right, Glenn, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Brandon. Have a good night.
And that was Glenn Naughton on the Glenn Naughton Report. So much great information. So much bringing to the table. Awesome, awesome job by Glenn, as always. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the New York Jets, obviously, offense, defense, and what we want to see in the dress rehearsal on Saturday night. Back after this. You're listening to Jet Nation Radio.
Since the average attention span is now about 27 seconds thanks to ADD, ADHD, and bad TV, if you're a business of any kind, how do you reach your future clients? You need a marketing partner ready to implement those online strategies and properly target the right audience with the right information using the right media. You need the Strategic Peacock. From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence and help create potential growth. When you're ready to understand how the modern mind works, go to strategicpeacock.com and develop the right web strategy for you. Strategicpeacock.com.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting your music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
What seems to be the problem?
I don't know, doctor. I just feel sick.
What have you been listening to recently?
I don't really know. Just whatever's on, I guess.
Seems to me like you have a serious case of bad music.
Am I gonna die? Is it contagious? Is it dangerous?
It can be dangerous. It can cause headaches, earaches, vomiting, nausea, and in extreme cases, even death.
Oh no! What should I do?
I am going to prescribe to you 60 milligrams of Indie Outbreak. It'll help prevent bad music disease and will make your life better and worth living.
Thanks, Doc!
Anybody can be beat!
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling.
And the home of the Jets!
And we are back off the break here on the Brandon Dowling Show. So much good talk from Glenn. I loved his spot on Quincy Enunwa, how he's looking to claim that number three spot. Disappointing for Jeremy Curley. I mean, the Jets just gave him a new contract, gave him some more money, and now he's in a position where he could lose that third wide receiving spot. Not good if you're Jeremy Curley, especially if you're the Jets, because you dished out money to a guy that's not even going to be on the field that much the way it would stand if he's the fourth or fifth wide receiver. Like I've been talking about so far with the defense and this game, you know, that's my biggest thing. In this game, call line is open, by the way, 646-716-4697. In this game, I want to see the defense step up. I want to see this defense come out, guns a-blazing, ready to go, dress rehearsal, we're ready for the season, we're ready to put any people that doubt us at all behind us and show us something. You know, everybody's been waiting to see a dominant Jets defense right as soon as they step the field in camp. Everybody wants to see that. Everybody wants to see this defense show us that they're a top five defense. Saturday's the day to do it. In terms of the offensive side of the ball, okay, now you need to say to yourself, well, what is Ryan Fitzpatrick bringing to the table? He has to prove himself a little bit more than he has last week against the first-string defense of the Giants. Got to come out showing us something. He has to come out and show us that he's ready for week one of the season. Because as the quarterback of this football team, his job is the most important of all, of course. My favorite, you know, one of the biggest positives that I saw from the game that I talked about was Chris Ivory. I think Chris Ivory has really solidified himself as a very good running back in the National Football League. He was a good running back. I think he is a very good running back now. I mean, that run for the touchdown was textbook Chris Ivory. I don't care who was out there. I mean, this guy is running downhill. He's running hard. He's showing us that he's healthy, and he's going to be the number one back for the New York Jets. Love what I saw out of Chris Ivory. Love what I saw out of Brandon Marshall. So far, he has shown us that this was a good move to bring him here. You haven't seen much antics with him yet. Again, he hasn't even been here for a season yet. So, I mean, there's a lot going on right now with the Jets. A lot to look for this weekend. And this is the time for the Jets to really put all those, you know, preseason rust behind them. Because, like everybody says, this is the dress rehearsal for the game. This is the time to show us that you're ready for the season. I thought it was funny how the Odell Beckham was out there, and he doesn't even know where the Jets and Giants play. He came out, and he said that he thought the Giants played in New York and the Jets were in New Jersey. I mean, I thought that was one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. I mean, unless you live under a rock and you're a player in college football, you know where every team plays. I mean, that's ridiculous. I thought that was one of the stupidest things I heard this week. Again, interesting to see how Todd Bowles is handling his first Snoopy Bowl out there. Let's bring on our producer here, Nick Lucarelli, in the back. Nick, what are your biggest things that you want to see coming up this weekend against the Giants?
It's tough because there's so much I want to see. I'm more in your camp with.
Oh, Nick, did I wake you up back there? By the way, I'm sorry if I woke you up, man.
I was thinking yeah.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm more in your camp with seeing more of the negatives from the Falcons game. But my number one thing is, I like you really want to see the defense step up because I think everybody was banking on the defense being dominant and the offense being serviceable. But unfortunately, the defense has not even looked competent in some cases, let alone dominant. So I really would like to see some of the money, or, you know, people put the money where the mouth is and see our corners step up, especially, you know, I think Buster Screens looked good, but I'm worried about Cromartie, and I'm worried about guys like, you know, McDougal and stuff like that, just in case someone else has to step in. So I'm definitely want to see the defense have some nice showings for the first two quarters.
What did you think of Ryan Fitzpatrick and his performance last week?
See, I feel pretty good about Fitzpatrick. I mean, I don't know. You know how it gets. I feel like maybe I might be stupid, but I don't really see Fitzpatrick as a game manager in terms of his past career. I always thought he was a little bit too loose with the ball with all his turnovers, trying to fit every ball wherever he can, not even realizing it's a double coverage. But I like seeing him more game managing. Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, manipulating the defense, check downs. I mean, I feel like it's kind of a tough dichotomy because, you know, Smith is doing that. People would be like, now we're talking. He's taking care of the ball. But since Fitzpatrick's doing it, people are getting a little bit up in arms. But I like what I've seen with him so far. I mean, he still didn't get that much time last week against the Falcons. I would like to see him get a couple more quarters, a couple more drives under his belt. But it was tough to see that first team not get the ball in the end zone. But hopefully they can get better this week. I think Fitzpatrick's not really the issue.
But don't you think that Ryan Fitzpatrick has to take a little bit more control this week and show us a little more against the first-string defense? I mean, take it for what it is. On the touchdown drive, it was against the Falcons' second string. I don't take anything away from Fitzpatrick because of that, because it's preseason. It's going to happen. You can't tell the other coach, keep your starters in while my starters are in so he can get some more reps against the number ones. So, I mean, don't you want to see Ryan Fitzpatrick command a little more and move the ball into the end zone for like a, you know, some type of positive yards that turn into a touchdown pass, maybe?
Oh, I agree 100%. Again, it's about a progression. If he does the same thing against the Falcons, he does that same thing this week, I'm going to be a little upset because I want to see some improvement. I agree 100%. I would love to see, you know, he's getting three full quarters against the start, get better competition, but he should be able to get more in a groove. It's more of a real game. I still say I think the guys try harder in the third preseason game than they do in the second. I'd love to see more of a dress rehearsal, a real live game, and you need to see a little bit more from Fitzpatrick from throwing the ball in this game as he did it for the Falcons game. A little bit more slack last week. This week, I need to see something.
Now, what do you expect from the secondary against this Giants team? I mean, you're going up against what could be, you know, you've seen this team really be the Giants, who I'm talking about. Their offense has a lot of potential to be great. The Jets' defense has a lot of potential to be great. What do you expect to see the secondary do against this Giants passing attack?
Yeah, I got to say I'm a little bit worried. I'm hoping that our secondary doesn't get exposed this week because this is a pretty tough test for the first game situation. What I expect to see, I expect to see an even match. I mean, I think we're going to get an easy little bit. You know, Beckham and Cruz, pretty good route runners. I'm not sure if Cruz is going this week, but I know Beckham is.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see him versus Revis. That's going to be fun. I heard him comment this week that he's looking forward to visiting Revis Island, so obviously he's pretty he's pretty confident about it. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be pretty even. You know, each side is going to land their punches, but I'm more so worried about it because if the secondary gets exposed versus good route-running receivers, the Ruben Randall,
right.
Mr. Cruz, the Odell Beckham, it's going to be a long day for the Jets with our linebackers being as slow as they are and our defensive line being a very stout defensive line but not exactly edge rushers, more run stuff and defensive linemen. You know, with our secondary is really important. That's where we put all of our money in this year with three big acquisitions. So I expect it to be even, but I think it's more so hoping.
Right. Now, last question, then I'll let you go back into your kingdom in the back. You know, with this preseason game, everybody obviously calls it the dress rehearsal. I think I've said that quite a few times tonight. If you do see another poor start and another poor performance from the Jets out of the gate, is there cause for concern?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's already cause for concern. You can call me pessimistic or not, but I really think there already is. So if there's another one, I mean, I think you'd be kind of foolish not to be concerned a little bit because then that's three full games where the Jets, at best, were competent against third stringers if it's another bad performance. And that was, again, the last two quarters of the Falcons game. I mean, if they come out in the dress rehearsal game against the Giants, who I don't think anybody's predicting to win the Super Bowl, but is again, they've better than last year, they're hoping, and I think most people think so, with their receiving core. I would like to see a better performance, at least be in the game, keep it close for three games. If you have another bad three quarters, if you have another bad performance, I mean, I think it's more so if you're not concerned, I think you have rose-colored glasses on. So that's going to be rough.
All right, Nick, thanks so much, bud.
I love the talk, right? Thank you.
All right. And that was our producer of the show and a producer of Jet Nation Radio, Nick Lucarelli, behind the scenes. I mean, everybody is touching on it. Everybody is touching on the fact, you know, what they want to see from this defense and what you're expecting to see coming in. So, I mean, that's very, very interesting. We're going to take another quick break here on the program. When we come back, we'll touch on a little bit more of the preseason game on Saturday and wrap it all up back after this. You're listening to Jet Nation Radio.
Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. Pack in the wind, battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up, punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on.
Are you a business trying to get the word out about your goods? Or an organization seeking to make the world a better place? Or a band promoting a new tour or debut EP? How do you keep up with the ever-evolving world of social media? Craft your message and make sure it gets to the right people. The answer is the Strategic Peacock. The Strategic Peacock takes pride in helping organizations create and implement online strategies that appropriately target the right audience with the right information, using the right media. From mobile to multimedia, the Strategic Peacock will enhance your online presence. Visit strategicpeacock.com to develop the right web strategies for success.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Kelly, and I'm here to talk about a serious problem. Your children are listening to bad music. They go home, turn on the radio, and get down with their bad selves. You think it's harmless. You think it's just them being a teenager. You're wrong. Nothing is as harmful or addictive as bad music. Soon your kids will start thinking bad music is good, and the world will be filled with only bad music. So talk to your children about the dangers of bad music and tell them about the cure, Indie Outbreak. Indie Outbreak features a huge selection of great indie artists fighting against the bad music plague. Good music to save their minds. Join with us at IndieOutbreak.com, and together we can help stop the spread of bad music.
New music.
Are you an independent artist? Do you struggle with getting your music out there without burning a hole in your pocket? The Indie Outbreak is the perfect radio show for you. Broadcasted around the world, heard by thousands of incredible fans, always on demand. You can be too. Interested in being part of the outbreak? Go to IndieOutbreak.com and click the Submit tab for details. Be part of the epidemic sweeping over the world. Indie Outbreak. IndieOutbreak.com.
Amazing.
Anybody can be beat!
You're listening to the Brandon Dowling Show on Gem Nation Radio. Now here is your host, Brandon Dowling. And we are back off the break here on the Brandon Dowling Show. So, Darrell Revis is getting ready for a big-time matchup with Odell Beckham this Saturday, even if it is preseason. Revis went on to say today that he definitely may be a target for coaches to game plan. Maybe they will slide the coverage over his way or a safety or maybe a double. The guy did awesome last year. This comes with it in the years after. It's something he has to work at. He downplayed, noting the preseason is a time for team improvement, not individual matchups. Definitely still arguably the best cornerback in football, covering one of the game's best young receivers. The Giants definitely didn't like the way that the Jaguars defenders were going after what they thought Odell Beckham. And, you know, they went on to say that if Jacksonville did, it shows how much they have respect for Odell Beckham. You know, they really kind of echoed what Revis said, kind of downplaying it, that the preseason is time for team improvement, not individual improvement. But you have to think that Darrell Revis is ready to rock and roll against Odell Beckham. I mean, this preseason game doesn't mean as much because the teams play each other in the regular season this year, so that game is going to mean a whole lot more in December. But in terms of this preseason game, the Jets versus the Giants is always something big. I mean, it's always something that everybody looks forward to. It's always something that, you know, the fans get around. I'll be in attendance on Saturday. I'm sure a lot of people will be. In terms of what to look for in this game, I mean, let's look at Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let's see something positive out of him. Let's see him lead them into the end zone with his arm. I want to see them make a big play in the passing game, continue to run the ball effectively. You want to see Brandon Marshall, and you definitely want to see Eric Decker get more involved a little bit. See a couple big plays out of him. See him get more involved in the offensive game plan, more catches, more productivity from Eric Decker. I want to see Brandon Marshall continue to show that he is a force to be reckoned with in the passing game. On the defensive side of the ball, I want to see the Jets front seven dominate against the Giants. I want to see the cornerbacks shutting down Odell Beckham, and if he plays Victor Cruz. There's a lot to look for in this game for the Jets. Big thing for me is let the defense show us that they're the defense that we think they are. Come out of the gate flying. Don't come out flat. Come out playing well in special teams, offense, and defense. Give the fans something to be hopeful for going into what's going to be another regular season, because the fourth preseason game means absolutely nothing. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show tonight. And remember that the sports talk, the Jets talk, never stops on Jet Nation Radio. It continues around the clock on JetNation.com. The forums are exploding every single day with new users talking all things Jets, talking Geno, Fitzpatrick, defense, Revis, Cromartie, Ivory, everything New York Jets, JetNation.com. I hope to see everybody out there on Saturday night for the Jets versus the Giants. It is a Giants home game, so season ticket holders will be wearing blue on Saturday unless you get your ticket some other way and you support the Jets wearing your green. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Thank you for tuning in to the Brandon Dowling Show on Jet Nation Radio. And remember, you can hear us live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.